At a public meeting of the Democratic Society Party, or DTP, in Diyarbakir, leaders address their supporters. Standing at their sides are religious elders. The retired imams, while religiously conservative, are staunch supporters of Kurdish nationalism. But in last year's general election, they didn't give their traditional support to the DTP. That lack of support coincided with a victory for the Islamic-rooted AK Party, which stood on a platform of Islamic solidarity. Head of Diyarbakir's religious elders, Zayid Chitaran, says the DTP had to be taught a lesson. He said the DTP made a great mistake not understanding that 97% of Kurdish people are Muslim and have Islamic sensitivities. And he said that is why they lost last year's general election. But he says the DTP mayors and members of parliament are now going to mosques to pray, and they're inviting religious elders to their meetings. Chitaran says he and religious elders are now pleased to support the DTP. But there are concerns about this embrace of Islam. Publisher and writer Kavan Nemir has devoted his life to the struggle for Kurdish rights, both politically and culturally. He believes many of the gains of the last decades of the Kurdish movement are at risk.
We have a literary, we have a political movement of modernizing Kurdish society, Kurdish literature. For the last 30 years, there has been guerrilla war, and also there has been the legal movements, legal struggles. And at the beginning, it was leftist, it was Marxist. There were some liberal groups, some villagers, some progressive people, intellectuals were supporting that movement. Secularism it was really important for the Kurdish movement. But now this movement are being more religious day by day. 50 years ago it was conservative, but it had started to change. But now there's a reverse.
The Friday sermon at the Ulu Jami, Diyarbakir's main mosque, is a tirade of anti-Semitism, particularly aimed at Israel. It says Jews are murderers of Palestinian children and are agents of the devil. Kurdish nationalists are traditionally sympathetic to Israel because of its support of the semi-autonomous Kurdish state in neighbouring northern Iraq. The Friday sermon, according to the head of the DTP in Diyarbakir, Necdet Atalay, is just another example of the Turkish state and the ruling Justice and Development Party using religion to undermine his party's support.
Devlet, AKP ve AKP öncesi hükümetler de sürekli Kürtleri ve bu
He says they are always trying to use religion against the DTP, saying the DTP is an atheist party. He says they especially attack the DTP for the prominent role of women in the DTP movement and that many of the women don't wear headscarves. Atalay says the DTP is now being more successful in showing people that it's a party of faithful people that respects Islam. Last March, tens of thousands of people attended a meeting to celebrate the birth of Muhammad. It was organized by supporters of the DTP in the neighboring city of Batman. The increasing embrace of Islam is causing particular concern among women. The DTP has a strong secular tradition and commitment to women's rights. It has a 45% quota for positions for women in the party. Silan Esse is a popular singer in Diyarbakir and is a leading official in the DTP. She's the modern face of the party. Esse says that while she understands the motives behind the party moving towards Islam, she thinks it's a dangerous game. Esse says the recent move toward Islam by the DTP does not bode well for women in the party. Up until now, she says, the DTP movement has been very positive for women and has always challenged conservatism in the region. She says that's why women make up the majority of the party's activists. Esse says these women will not allow Islamic ideals to become too powerful in the party, and she says women will protect all the achievements they have won. Supporters of the party's stance towards religion are arguing it's a question of fighting fire with fire. But critics are warning that people who play with fire invariably end up with burned fingers. For the Kurdish movement, it could well be the women who suffer first. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Diyarbakir, Southeast Turkey.